And on the scene, welcome back. Get him back. Hello, boys. You're on my mum's best friend list.
Okay.
You did. Nobody jumped in. I felt like.
Well, we were waiting for you. Edo has joined up from the beautiful Sydney International Airport. Edo, how are you?
Hello, boys. You're on my mum's best friend list.
Good.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Not even about being best friends with her. It's about root.
Oh, Rootna.
Hot. Yeah, so,
what will she think? What's your mum's name?
Catherine.
What will Catherine think if she listens to this and hears you besmirching her name?
Luckily, my mother doesn't support anything I do, so I know full well
that she won't hear.
Listening or watching.
Oh, so, that's good.
So suck it.
you really showed me.
Does your mum listen, Ben?
No, she wouldn't listen to this.
Neither does mine.
Absolute rubbish.
I don't think my mum would know what a podcast is.
No, she wouldn't know. Mm. She wouldn't know how to get into it or find one.
Mm.
Or do anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's your mum's name?
Lynn.
Lynn?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I heard it was bitch.
Fucking hell.
This is getting brutal. There's some
real hot content on this app.
Edo just called my mum a bitch. What's your mum's name? Greg?
My mum's name?
Yeah.
I'm not saying my mum's name on the podcast.
What's your mum's name?
Jill. Yeah, Jill.
Oh, Jill.
What a
Jill had a spill.
Jill had a spill.
Jill had a spill.
How are you in Sydney? What have you been doing?
I've been up to Port Macquarie, God's waiting room up there for a little thing. And
little thing. I know what it is.
Do you?
I know what you're doing.
On it too.
Yeah.
Some new show on TV that's going to be really successful.
Yeah.
Hot Australian show. You know how good they are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Every Australian show is always a success, and it's always really well produced.
That's true. Yeah. Look at Tonightly. That was a great success.
Mm, exactly.
But I was in Port Macquarie, and I wanted to tell you about this. Uh-huh. I went to the local club up there. You know how those towns have clubs.
Mm.
It's all about clubs.
Yeah.
In those parts of the world, isn't it?
Yeah.
And so this particular club I went to, right, the woman who was organising it was like, oh, I just need to ring up and check that the membership draw's not on, because if the membership draw's on, we can't go. You'll never get a seat, right? And I'm like, what's the membership draw? So twice a week, right, they put all the members' names into a hat and pull out a winner, right?
Mm-hmm.
The prize at the moment is jackpotting at $100,000, right?
Whoa.
Yeah. So they do it on a Monday and a Thursday. They do one draw at 6 p.m. and one draw at 9 p.m. on both days.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not there, you can't have a proxy. If you're not there in person and your number comes up, then no money. And you'll hear about it in the community. Like this woman who was organizing it said her sister was told by a friend, your number came up last night, it was 60 grand and you weren't there. And it keeps like jackpotting until.
Yeah, so it goes up until someone claims it.
I believe they have one of these. This is a pub, it's a Victorian thing as well. The Royal Oak, I believe.
Mm.
They've got one of those. Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard about this. Yeah, but never to that extent.
Never to 100
I've heard
grand.
Ones of like a meat tray and like $100 and $200. $100,000.
And what a burden! Like what a burden! I was just like, what a burden to join the club and then know that if you don't go there and you can't just go there at six and whiz in for the draw. They've stitched you right up because there's one at nine.
Mm.
So you got to twice a week. You got to, whether you like it or not, got to go down to the club and sit there for 3 hours. And then if you don't,
they're torturing this small community.
They're holding them hostage.
They are. They're effectively holding Port Macquarie hostage.
This is a scam.
Well, yeah, but it's also a jackpot. Like, what would you do? Like, if you knew, what would you do? Would you be down there?
I'd be down there and that's why most people in Port Macquarie are alcoholics.
Yeah. That's why I could never join one of those things because that's why I don't buy lotto tickets, because I know that if I started buying lotto tickets, As soon as I stopped, that's when my numbers would come up. You know what I mean? Yeah. So I just can't get started.
So don't get involved in the first place. Yeah. I feel sorry for members that were members before the draw started, and now they've been roped into this horrible world of Monday and Thursday nights, just sitting at the club. And then the disappointment, that's twice a week, four times a week, real disappointment.
Yeah,
what am I doing with my life?
Force these people away from their children.
Well, anyway, guys.
Mummy's going to work.
halfway through this episode, we're going to announce one of our listeners will have won $200 million, but you have to listen to every episode previous for the code.
The code.
Yeah.
We will be having a secret sound.
So
let's have a little listen to this jackpot.
Hi, I'm TV's Scotty Cam. Every year, over two Australians die from spraying a full can of Dactarin athlete's foot spray directly up their bumhole. Bumhole spray disease is real. Many people think that their bum hole is dirty and needs to be fixed. So they spray a whole can of athlete's foot Dactarin spray into their bum hole, thinking it will make it better. But it doesn't. It makes things worse. How do I know? Because last year I was hospitalized for spraying a full can of Dactarin athlete's foot spray directly into my bum hole. It's time we stop bum hole spray disease. BSD ends today. Find out what you can at bumholespraydisease.com.au. Learn how you can get involved and make a difference in someone's life.
Hello.
Hello, sir. Sir. My name is Craig. I'm from the ATO.
What?
The Australian Tax Office.
The Tax Office?
Yes.
Yeah, what do you want?
I've called to inform you that you currently have over $2,000 owing to the Tax Office.
What do you mean I got two? Oh, mate, I'm on minimum wage. What do you mean I'm on $2,000? I barely,
unfortunately, we have been looking at your file and it has been made aware that you do owe the taxation office $2,000. And a warrant for your arrest has been issued for tax fraud and drug trafficking. Your name has come up. And warrant has been issued for your arrest. You're going to get a big arrest. They're going to come and arrest you.
What?
If you do, okay, but.
Wait, yeah, what?
You can get away with this from, if you just pay us $2,000 in iTunes gift card.
This is, you're a fucking scammer.
I assure you that this is not a scam.
This is absolute crap on a stick, on a fucking boy, on a fucking bag. I'm dumb, all right? Like, I know that, and I've been told that, but I'm not that fucking dumb. You're not fucking getting tax bloody debts paid with an iTunes gift card. I know that.
I'll just talk to my manager. I'll get her on the phone. Okay, one moment, please.
You're fucking...
Yes, hello, this is Sonia.
Yeah, you're just the same guy from before.
I assure you that I am not. I am Sonia. I'm a manager. I'm a senior manager for the AETO.
Nah,
I'm a senior
Sonia.
Tax officer. Yes, absolutely. You currently owe $70,000 of tax, but you can change that by sending us $1,500 worth of iTunes gift cards. I can stay on the phone. You can go down to a service station. You can say, can I please have an iTunes gift card? And they can put as much money on there.
And
then after you're done there, you can just read me the little code that it's got on, and then we can set up your bet. Otherwise, we will come and arrest you for sex crimes.
What do you mean sex crimes? I haven't done any sex crimes. This is, you're a scare. First of all, you're saying it was 2,000, your mate. Then now you saying it's 70,000. And that I've got true, my suspicions sir. That you're the same person. You're just, because you can just talk in a high voice. I've just done it now. And now
can
I'm,
you please put,
now I'm
can you
Sonia.
Please put the other person back on the phone?
No, I'm Sonia too. And I don't want it. I'm his lawyer. And I reckon you're full of shit. And I reckon you're a stupid bitch. And I reckon.
Well, fuck you.
Yeah, well,
fuck
you.
You're a fuck.
You're a fuck.
Fuck, okay?
You're a fucking fuck.
You're a son of a bitch.
I'm going to fucking fight you, bitch.
Fuck you.
We're going to have a fucking
fuck
girl
there.
Fight.
Yeah,
I'm
going to
fucking.
There.
I'm going to pull your hair,
yeah,
you
fuck
bitch.
You.
Fuck you.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
It's the grab.
Edo, we are going to double dare you to do stunts at the airport.
What am I playing for, boys?
You're playing for
100K.
You're playing for Glenda in country New South Wales.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, Glenda likes shopping and ooh, fingering her butthole.
All right, well.
We double dare you to say hello to some stranger.
Put a stranger on the phone. Double dare you. No, you'll get kicked out.
Okay. All right, kicked. I will.
You'll get
you
kicked
will?
Out.
Sorry, would you mind jumping on Would you mind jumping on this call? it's a podcast in Hello?
Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
This is Maureen.
Hello, Maureen. How are you?
Sorry, what's this?
My name's Ben, and this is Greg.
My name's Greg, yeah. Maureen.
Greg, how are you, love? Sorry, I'm coming.
What are you doing, Maureen?
I'm just passing through because I'm going up to see my kids in Brisbane. One of them's had a baby, and I'm going up.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, he doesn't want me there, but she wants me there, so I'm going up. And he can, you know, like his family's always been awful, and he's awful. So, but if you know, I think you know, she wants me there. I'm her mother, and this is my first grandchildren. And stuff it, you know what I mean? Stuff it if he thinks to himself, oh no. I don't want a mum up here the whole time. You know, I'm her mother, so no way. No, I'm not having it. So, but she's not picking me up from the airport, which I understand because she's only had the baby about 2 weeks ago, and it was a C-section. So she's not well. But of course, he refuses to come out and get me, even though, you know, it'd be much nicer for her to have me there quickly. But instead, I'm going to go on the, there's a bus that you can go in to, you know, it takes you into the valley. And then from the valley, I've actually got a cousin.
Yeah,
I've got a cousin out there, Deborah, who said she'd come in, but she wouldn't come all the way out to the airport. She said she'd come and get me from the valley, which I thought was fair enough. We might get some lunch in there at one of the nice places, you know, your Costco or whatever. Yeah. And then she'll get me on the, put me in her car and take me out.
Sure. Anyway, Maureen, thanks very much.
So she's got, they've got the second bedroom, so I'll set up in there. But if I start having fights with him, obviously I'll, you know, I could get an Airbnb or just stay out with Deborah. But Deborah's husband's not well at the moment.
If you could just put Edo back on the phone.
Yeah, that would be great. That would be great
Deborah's
husband
he's got depression. It's actually very, you know, he's actually, it's mental stuff with him. It's not actually physical stuff.
Anyway, Maureen, thanks very much for joining us. Good luck with everything.
So you boys are what, comedians, are you down there? Or you're, what are you doing here in... You're on the television. You got any? You watch it with Foxtel, or I like that program on Foxtel with you know, where they do the baking and all that. I like
the Great Bake Off.
Because I like baking myself, and I thought that's one of the things I could do up there.
What do you think about the hosts? You know, what do you think about the hosts, Maureen?
Yeah, they're all. I mean, I'd rather have Dave Thornton or someone, but I think they're fine. I think you know, you'd rather have Carl Barron or someone like that.
Maureen.
What does Carl Barron know about baking, though?
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't matter. It's just funny. You know, those girls aren't necessarily funny.
Listen, Maureen. Can you shush up for just a second and just maybe just put the phone down and, yeah. and walk yeah. away. Just yeah, walk away. Away. Just walk on.
Gone.
Just
that walk on. Gone. So I'm here now. No. So
okay.
That's
okay. Well, we're gonna cut to something.
You've got a phone.
We're gonna okay. try and get cut to something. We'll be back.
Yeah.
This week on Struggle Street, we visit Tom, a dairy farmer who's about to lose it all. He struggles day to day, trying to take care of his family, as well as 1,600 head of cattle that make up his farm. The drought and the economic downturn have taken their toll, and Tom is really suffering. So Tom, tell us what it's like being in the dairy industry today.
It's hard. Every day is an absolute struggle. You know, I'm losing the farm. The farm that my grandfather owned and my father owned, and it's the drought is killing us. But also, it's the big companies, you know, buying milk at a price that is unsustainable for me and for any farmers. So, you know, not only am I not only out there every day and seeing my livestock dying before my eyes, but even if things improve in terms of water, I don't know how they're going to improve in terms of money, because when you sell milk that cheap and I've got no options, you can't turn a profit.
Yeah.
And this is everything I've worked for and my whole life, and it's crumbling away. And
just sort of listening to your story and seeing the land out here, it just strikes me that, like, you don't even know that the Joker is problematic, and it looks like you haven't even read a Guardian article.
A Guardian article. I don't know what are you talking? I don't have a lot of time to read anything. I mean, I'm working, you know, 18, 19 hours a day, and I got kids, and I look after my kids, and I have to look after them while I'm working because I got no options there. And
so it must be quite difficult to find time to sleep at night, especially knowing that the lead in Ghost in the Shell was cast as Scarlett Johansson when it should have gone to an Asian American woman. What do you think about that?
Well, I don't know what that is, and I don't really know who. I feel like I've heard the name Scarlett Johansson.
So, Tom, before, I'm just going to ask you a really quick question. Does it make you feel weird knowing that Marvel Comics brought out a Spider-Woman that featured a misogynistic depiction of Spider-Woman with a bubble butt, and you kind of stood by and did nothing? Like, we didn't hear from you then. You know, where were the farmers then?
Well, I was probably in my basement with a gun in my mouth, to be honest, or working. Those are the only two things I'm at any given moment, the only two places you'll find me.
Do you even understand why Kevin Hart was removed from hosting the Oscars?
I don't know who Kevin Hart is, and I feel like, I mean, I know, you mean the award, the movie awards, the Oscars?
Yeah.
I don't. Was he?
So, do you care just for one moment, with all this devastation going around, for one moment that Ellen was seen laughing with George Bush, a war criminal?
You talk the ex president.
Yeah.
And who's Ellen? Who's Ellen? You mean Ellen from? If you're not talking about Ellen from around the corner, then I don't know who you're talking
Ellen
about.
Ellen DeGeneres.
I don't know who Ellen DeGeneres is. Okay, I'm you know what, mate, because I'm gonna fucking kill myself.
Yeah, well, maybe you should. If you aren't gonna wake up and focus on the real issues, maybe that's a real option, you know, because these issues are important and they're hitting everyday Australians. Okay, Kevin Hart shouldn't host the Oscars.
So you think I should kill myself? Well, you know what? The joke's on you, because I'm not even going to kill myself. I'm going to kill you. That's it. You've just created a new Joker. I'm the Australian Joker. I'm the Joker, baby.
Send in the clock. clowns.
Yeah, all right. So you boys, you do what? Do you like the football, or you go to football, or I like the football.
Do you want to kill ourselves?
But I know you've got the. You've got the AFL down there, don't you? Which is not bad. I came down once with my ex-husband. We went down for the weekend, but by that point, the marriage was starting to deteriorate. So I didn't, you know, like I said, oh, there's that bloke from the TV. He's in here. Oh, there's that bloke from the TV. He's in here. So, yeah. So anyway, so we went down and I think we stayed. Where did we stay? We were going to stay in Fitzroy, but I thought I'd prefer to be sort of out, you know, somewhere like, you know, St Kilda with a beach or whatever. So we ended up
we just
there,
wait
which
Maureen
was quite
out.
Nice.
Yeah.
And,
just wait it out.
Yeah,
she's going to run out of steam eventually.
Yeah, eventually. I hope
yeah,
so.
So
yeah.
But I would have preferred to
I'm happy to just
carnival.
Sit and wait.
I'm happy. I'm just going to stare at you.
Yeah, I'm just going
to Yeah, I'm more about,
computer.
I quite like the races. I've always liked the races, so we'll just, but I like to get dressed up, you know, if you've got a, you know, I like to have a dress.
She can't go on
for
much longer.
And shoes. And, yeah, so... You know, like, I don't mind the races. So if there is an opportunity to go back down again, I would go down.
Yeah, I'm coming. Fucking just hang on, mate. Hello?
Hello, sir. I am a registered police officer, and I have been issued a warrant for your arrest with the Australian Tax Office for fraud, sex crimes, and drug trafficking. You owe the Taxation Office $2,000 and also $70,000.
Mate, you're not a cop.
I am a cop. Here's my ID.
That's just a piece of paper that says I'm a cop.
Yeah, exactly.
Is that for real?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look at my eyes.
Yeah.
I'm a cop. I got a gun.
Yeah, that's... Can I have a look at the gun?
Yeah.
Yeah. Fucking joke's on you, mate. Joke's on you. Now I got the fucking gun.
Yeah, fuck
Who's
off, man.
Who's smarter than the cops now?
Yeah, fuck off, dude.
Who's fucking smarter than the cops
yeah,
now?
Fuck off, man.
You're fucking talking in a high
oh,
voice
can
before.
You, wait, can
you're
you...
The, you're the same person as what, before.
Can you... So you just became someone else then?
Yeah, I'm Sonia. I'm from the tax office.
You became someone else.
I'm Sonia. I'm from the tax office.
No, this is too much. This is too crazy.
And you owe me $70,000.
I'm going to bring the army here. I'm going to call the army.
You're going to call the army?
Yeah, unless you give me $2,000 worth of iTunes gift cards right now.
I'm the general from the army.
Oh, general.
Soldier, you need to salute a general when you're speaking to a general. Now... You owe me $70,000, private. Now get those iTunes gift cards. I'm going to drive you down to the servo. I've got a gun here, and we're going to get those iTunes gift cards, $70,000 worth.
Okay, yes, sir.
All right.
Your call is important to us. Please hold, and a customer representative will be with you shortly. Thank you for holding.
Look at my ass. And suck my ass. Suck my ass. Look at my dick and suck my ass. I got titties. Lick my ass. Lick my dick and suck my clit. Got a clit. Got a dick. Put that clit onto my tits. Shit, shit, shit in my ass. Shit on my dick and piss in my ass. Piss on my dick and piss in my mouth. I wanna drink that piss. I'll drink it down. Piss, piss. I suck my piss. Living in a dick. Living in a piss. I wanna piss onto your dick and shit into your shit, shit, shit. I wanna suck that shit. Eat the shit. I wanna live in piss and suck the dick. Dip my clit onto your tit. Rub the titty on the clitty and the pussy and the dick. And then suck my titty and the pussy and the shit my dick out of my ass. I want to lick my dick and suck my dick.
And hello, yes, sorry. I just wanted to book in a funeral for my son.
This has been another terrific comedy sketch brought to you by The Grub.
Edo, can I ask, when you were in Port Macquarie,
yes,
did you go to or have you heard about the abandoned theme park that's there?
No, no, I don't.
There's an abandoned theme park that you can go to. I went there with Sam Campbell and Henry Stone.
Name dropping.
Years ago. And you have to get there illegally. There's fences and barbed wire that you have to bypass.
And then
in this forested area is a theme park that was created by a team of dwarves.
What?
Yeah. And it's called, I forget what it's called. It's called like
a
magic.
Team of what? Say that again. A team of what?
A team of dwarves. A lot of dwarves got together and said, let's make a theme park. And they called it like Mushroom Land or the Enchanted Kingdom. I forget what it was called exactly. And everywhere is teeny tiny. So you go.
I mean, did this really happen, or 100%,
100%?
Have some sort of episode?
There was no. It absolutely happened. We went to Hog's Breath Cafe, and then we went to the teeny tiny theme park in the forest, and it was all overgrown. We had to crawl around, and there were used condoms everywhere. And
did
it was,
you take any? Did you drink alcohol or take any substance?
Substances, no. Definitely had no substances other than alcohol.
Yeah, right.
But really? I wasn't drunk. It's a real little theme park.
What was it like?
It just an abandoned. It was like, it was kind of like the Lost World, Jurassic Park 2, when they go to the island and it's all a bit overgrown and they see the remnants of the Jurassic Park theme park, except without any dinosaurs or anything exciting.
Thank God.
And a lot of used condoms.
Yeah, right.
And
so people go
everything's
there to
graffitied.
Fuck.
Yeah, people go there to fuck, I think.
Oh, no. I think I missed my flight.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry to laugh, but that was a great time to say that. Did you really?
I just got to go. See ya.
See ya. Will Edo miss her flight? We don't know. Stay tuned to find out.
More grub coming up.
Grub. Oh, the grub. Hey, the grub. Oh, yeah, the grub.
This court is now in session. You, sir.
Yes.
On charges of withholding $70,000 and $2,000 from the ATO, as well as sex crimes, as well as fraud, as well as impersonating a police officer and an army general, as well as a woman. Identity theft. I find you guilty.
Unless
you pay us $2,000 worth of iTunes gift cards right now.
I'm struggling to understand. Is this, because this is a whole full courtroom.
Yes.
Is this real?
I assure you that this gavel is real. This wig is real. These judges' robes are real. My bailiff, Tina, she's real.
Tina, are you real?
Yes, I'm real.
Oh. She looks pretty real.
I assure you everything is real.
So,
and you are in a lot of trouble, but these iTunes gift cards are your one way out. This is the only thing that will fix your problem. If you give the Australian government $2,000 worth of iTunes gift cards.
Okay, well, I'll just get them on my phone here.
Mm-hmm.
Credit card details. Just entering it in. All right, done. So that's the, do you need the code there?
Yeah, give me the code. Yeah,
there's the code. You can have a look there. Just write it down.
B. Yeah. R1.
Yeah.
G.
You don't have to say the whole code.
I do.
Yeah.
Three. S B C Z Y T U 3 G B S D. Okay.
Okay. So now the charges are dismissed.
We gotcha!
Oh! You fucking, I knew you were scamming me. You've fucked me. You fucked me around. Nobody cares about me. You have nothing. You've left me with nothing. You just chewed me up and spit me out. All I have are negative thoughts. You've just created a new Joker. Suck shit, because this Joker's the best one of all. I'm the Joker, baby!
Send in the clowns.
Okay, welcome back. And now it is time for Grub of the Week.
Grub of the Week.
Unfortunately, Edo has missed a flight, so she's sorting that out. Hopefully she makes it, but, you know.
We'll see. I reckon that's a strong contender for Grub of the Week.
Yeah.
Edo missing her flight. Missing a flight is hard.
Yeah, it's a hard thing to do.
Yeah. I guess it's not so hard when you're on doing a podcast.
Yeah. And it's for those bloody, you know, especially when you're in the Qantas lounge, they've got lots of screens there.
Mm.
I myself have been there from time to time.
You've been to the Qantas lounge? I'm a virgin man myself.
Yeah, I've been both. I've actually been to both.
Yeah, well.
So, you know, that's just kind of who I am as a person. Any grubs of the week besides Edo? She's a strong contender. In fact, I would even say it's all over. She's got it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that would have held up the flight. I think when you miss the flight, does it hold up the flight a little bit?
It holds up the flight a little bit. Because
you've checked in, and so they were going, where's this other person?
Yeah. Oh, she's doing a podcast.
Mm.
I mean, what kind of scum would do that?
Yeah.
Imagine being late for a flight because you were doing a podcast.
Yeah.
And what scum?
What scum? Well, the only people who aren't scum are the people who listen to this beautiful podcast.
And the people who subscribe to our Patreon.
Yeah.
So a big thank you to them. And
if you subscribe to the Patreon and you pay $10, you get to hear bonus content. This week we had a little chat. We talked about bakery treats.
Depression.
Depression. We talked about the film Joker. We talked about packs and nerds. And video game conventions.
And Sexpo.
And Sexpo. We talked about all this and more in the bonus episode, the weekly bonus episode on our Patreon that you can listen to right now if you pay $10 a month.
$10.
And if you don't want to pay $10 a month, if that's too much, you can just pay $1 a month or $5 a month to just help us out and support us. If you like this podcast and you listen to it every week, and there's a lot of you who listen to it every week, pay us $1 a month. And, you know, you can support us and help us keep making this great podcast that you love.
Also, we've got merch available at bigcartel.com/thegrub. Check that out. We'll have links on it on our socials as usual.
Mm-hmm.
Follow us on socials. Be well and say hi to your mum for me.
can we modify that? Because I feel like that's not quite a grub. Like, what about if instead of say hi to your mum for me, it's suck off your dog for me?
Why is he Italian?
Like, because I feel like doing an Italian accent makes it funnier.
Yeah. Suck
off your dog for me.
Thanks very much, ladies and gentlemen. And suck off your dog for me.
What a fuck.
Yes!